Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're with Stan, Roe, and Raph on the SGP podcast. Woo!
Are you ready? You're listening to the SGP podcast.
You're listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the SGP podcast, where we are recording from the Wave 89.1 studios, and it's the first time that the three of us are actually in this booth, in this space recording, so I'd say it's another milestone in the podcast's history. Stan, C, Ro, Moran, and Raph Camus together again, and we've got a special love-themed episode of
love.
The podcast.
Fuck love.
I don't get enough of it.
No, we're celebrating it because of the Golden Lovers.
Yeah.
And because love
Which
is always
I can get
worth
excited
celebrating.
About, mm-hmm.
Of course. Right? I know you're excited about the Golden Lovers, guys.
Oh, yes, I am. Especially after recent events. Mm. And my God.
Right?
Cody is escalating this a little too far, but getting ahead of myself.
No. Not at all. We've got a special guest that we're bringing back on the podcast. Ange Pesumal will be coming. And she'll be coming over and she'll be helping us answer your questions about
Yay!
Love and relationships.
And wrestling.
In the context of wrestling.
Wrestling and relationships.
Yeah, so we got to thank you first and foremost for getting those questions in the mailbag. It was actually way more fun than we expected it to be. So we hope that
you
enjoy
this.
What did you
expect?
No,
I expected...
No, at first we didn't get as many questions
as we
wanted.
Ah, yeah, the questions. Yeah, so okay.
Then...
They just started pouring in, and then opinions got thrown around.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's always a good time with Ange.
Yeah.
It is always a good time with Ange, so.
For sure.
That was fun.
Right? So that's coming up in a bit, but right now, we got to talk shop. It was another...
Lots of eventful things this week.
Eventful week in wrestling, I would agree with that. Last week, when we ended the podcast, we didn't really touch on Johnny Gargano and how... He's pretty much out of NXT. I haven't seen this week's episode. I'll be honest about that. But I can tell from the way things are unfolding that Gargano's not going to be gone for long.
He's going to be on the... This week's episode doesn't tackle it too much.
Apart from the
termination letter that he co-signs with Regal.
Mm.
But apart from... And Drake... What's he now? Drake Younger? No, Drake Younger.
Drake Wirtz.
Drake has an apology for him as well. So, because he, you know, when he watches the tape back, he didn't know that he was supposed to give a DQ.
When?
And
because Drake Wirtz was the ref.
Drake Wirtz was the ref.
In the match.
So, he said, I made a bad call, but...
This is the first time that a ref actually admits, my bad.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. And watch the tape back.
Well, they didn't acknowledge that they watched the tape back, but then you can... Put that together.
Oh, pretty. It's implicit admission that he watched the tape back.
Wow.
So the sad part is obviously life goes on in wrestling. When this happens again, referee.
Oh. Yeah, and like he can't really change it because he can't rescind the call because the ref's decision is final. Right? It's not like the NBA where they can downgrade your flagrant 2 to a flagrant 1 after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So,
where is this going? I think that people have brought this up online. It's going to lead to some unsanctioned match or something.
A match without honor?
A fight without honor? Takeover New Orleans?
Probably. No, will Ciampa be ready for that?
Yeah. He should be. He's walking.
Wait, is he working us with the injury in the crutch?
No. The crutch is just... It
looks legit.
The crutch is a tool.
Yeah, so it's a work injury at this point. Now he's actually
it might
cleared
be. It
now.
Might be. No, there's no official word on him being cleared yet, but I think that's on purpose.
Okay, if we
and
backtrack...
And he's not working house shows also.
If we backtrack to Chicago, which happened in June, at the time the diagnosis was 9 months, right?
We're about there.
It's March, we're about 9 months in.
We're about 9 months in, but then you cannot... what is Ciampa's injury? ACL third, right? ACL, MCL? ACL, MCL, you cannot tell.
There's some rehab now.
Oh. His rehab might be done. They're inserting him into the storyline, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're getting the match, Kaka. That's all I have to say about that.
So are we getting this at New Orleans, or are we getting this at the June show?
Might be.
Oh, parang feel good June show pa eh.
Yeah,
but... Anong week kasi anong gagawin ni...
Anong gagawin ni Johnny?
Wala. Remain fired.
Damn.
He could be on Armbar.
No, he's not part of WWE.
No, NXT lang. fired from NXT, still part of WWE.
Get fired from NXT, get promoted.
Yeah, ano logic doon, di ba?
No, you're done. You're done with your tenure in NXT. That's it. But he could be that free agent that moves up to 205 or something.
No, you know what? I have something better. Like, you know how every takeover they've got some outsider free agent in the crowd? Yeah. Let Gargano be that guy for takeover New Orleans. We got Johnny Gargano in the audience.
Kakaway-kaway siya. No, he's gonna be like all grumpy and sad.
Oh, because he's there while everyone else is wrestling.
No, he's there watching.
Brandishes his ticket.
Brandishes his ticket and says, "I'm here to support my wife." That works.
I mean, yeah, you guys did that to me when I got fired the first time, diba? Mm-hmm. You made me brandish my ticket.
Wasn't that your idea?
I don't remember.
I think that was your idea, sir.
Anyway, yeah, so they can probably have Gargano do that.
That'd be funny.
All right, let's move on to Elimination Chamber. Of course, the big story coming out of that is Roman Reigns is your number one contender for the Universal Championship. So,
sigh, but not the worst thing.
Okay, I think we're divided on this issue. Because, Ro, you actually don't mind the result.
I don't mind it either.
I still think it's an egregious error.
How egregious?
Yeah, it's an... No, I'm not disputing the fact that it's an error. Like, well, I mean, mali pa rin. Pero the way it went down...
Was fine.
Me, yeah, the way it went down was fine. Enough for me to believe, okay, he can run with this. Because he earned the win.
Yeah. He took down the biggest beast.
Just because Seth Rollins wrestled for, what, an hour, doesn't mean that he automatically had to win. But yes, it means that he was a good choice to win. But it doesn't automatically mean that he has to win the chamber, in kayfabe at least. Pero the way Roman wrestled, obviously the only person he eliminated in the match was Braun Strowman.
Because Braun took everyone else
out.
Yeah,
Braun took everyone else out. But at that point, they were fighting enough for Roman to believably beat him. So to me, they pretty much made the victory feel earned. Pero what
earned enough.
Yeah. What didn't sit well with me was the fact that they had to come... have Braun destroy him after the match.
Yeah, to piggyback off of that, like, some of my problems include, number one, the fact that Roman took so many finishes during the match, but nobody bothered to pin him. I'm not sure if you guys noticed this, but
I kept
pointing it out. Diba na, you know, he took a coup de grace, he took an AA, nobody bothered to cover him. That was really stupid, one. Two, yung sinasabi nga ni Rowan at the end, they tried to get Braun's heat back by having him demolish Roman after the victory. I thought it was a case of them not doubling down on their choice.
For some reason. Para they played it safe. Like, right after they made the choice, biglang bumawi sila.
Right, so to me, it sends the message na they understand that Braun has that widespread appeal at this point and that Braun has the people's affection. It's just that they weren't willing to pull the trigger. Mm. So ano yun? Bakit napaka half-baked? Diba? Bakit napaka half-assed?
Let's say you were a casual watching this for the first time. And Roman Reigns won. You don't understand why people hate Roman Reigns, but he won. And he didn't look bad in the win. Mm-mm. And then he's the guy going to WrestleMania and facing Brock. And all of a sudden, the big dude who he beat comes and beats him up again after the match. And now the whole show ends on the shot of Roman dead inside the chamber.
And people are cheering this. Oh. Right? So if you're a new person watching wrestling.
If you're the new person, why, for one, seeing babyface, and second, how would you feel confident in this guy going on to WrestleMania, going on to challenge for a big championship when he has been destroyed and
by somebody he beat?
And the denouement of this show is him laying crumpled in his own body, diba?
And if you're trying to push Braun as your baby face, so if you're a new person coming in, diba, parang okay, o tapos, italo ka pa rin.
Oh. It's more of, if you wanted this, it shows that they wanted two different things, eh. They wanted Roman to win and they wanted Braun to keep his heat. So if you wanted either one of those, stick with either one of those.
It's Vince versus Trips.
No, it's Vince versus Vince. It's not Trips, has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, so it was just a really annoying way to end it, which is sad because I actually enjoyed Elimination Chamber as a pay-per-view.
As a whole, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But then it just leaves that sour taste in your mouth going into Raw, and you're just like, well, they can't fix this anymore.
Yeah, but when they went to Raw, Roman Reigns actually had a great promo. Mm.
Oh, yes.
I would say that this is one of the best Roman promos and the best storytelling directions, even though it's something we've seen before. He basically goes on to attack Brock Lesnar verbally for being a part-timer. And I think this is the best way to establish Roman as a babyface in this regard.
Mm-hmm. And these are sentiments that we feel as fans. Right?
Exactly.
And if he's starting to echo it and you start to agree with him and you're nodding your head while you're watching Raw, then booking's doing something right. Right?
Yeah, at least.
At least.
But yeah, I can get behind that, I guess.
I would have enjoyed that even more if he actually stood tall after the Elimination Chamber match, right?
Or he fought back. I mean,
No, the point is for him to stand tall. I don't care. I don't want Braun to be part of that shit. He didn't need his heat back. Because he was still the guy who eliminated five other dudes in his first chamber match.
Oh, I'm not.
Something unheard of.
Oh, it still made him, to be fair. So,
Braun didn't need to have that post segment.
Yeah, he lost valiantly. It's not like he lost MMA.
Like, he didn't go down like a punk.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I actually thought he went down like a punk. Like, really,
he did not. Spear
after putting out all that offense and then having that
how
kind
many
of
spears,
match.
How many spears did Undertaker take last year?
Yeah, not just that. It's not just the finishers. Remember all the punishment he had to go through? Everyone ganged up on him. He took a lot of power bomb. It so happens that for once, the finisher did its job of finishing the match. Diba? Ang napansin mo lang is, okay, he took the Roman signature move and his finisher.
Yeah.
The match is over.
Yeah, you conveniently forgot that everyone tried to eliminate him first.
Yeah.
I guess it just comes from the frustration that parang, they built Braun up to be such an indestructible force only for him to be felled by a spear. But yeah, you're probably right. I'm just not willing to accept it at the moment because I still am really incensed with the Roman win.
Which is fine because everyone has feelings about Roman Reigns. That's what makes him compelling now.
No, not necessarily. Because just because everyone has feelings about Roman Reigns, it doesn't mean they're the feelings that, one, Roman needs, and two, that WWE needs to tell the story that they have to tell.
True.
And that's the big problem here. Because WWE wants to tell a story, but it's very incongruent with how they're telling that story. Kaya it's not being received the way it's supposed to be received.
There's a serious disconnect.
Exactly. Right, so that's a problem, and it can be very simple. Look at Alexa Bliss. They're telling a simple story with Alexa Bliss. Now she's a very egotistical champion who's very wily and always finds a way to win, and it comes across very well. And when they give Alexa Bliss a promo to cut, she can take you from being sympathetic na, oh, I'm a game changing woman, I am the face of this revolution, to just shitting on everyone and saying that, but I am better than you and you will never achieve your dreams, only I can.
But she ended up with, like, if you work hard, something like that. Apparently, if you work hard, put in the effort,
you will still not achieve your dreams.
And then there was that long lull. Apparently, everyone's like, turn, nope.
Yeah, she basically did a 180 on what AJ did post WrestleMania.
Yeah,
remember how he turned babyface, right? Yeah. So with Alexa Bliss, they seem to be just telling a very good story and positioning her very well as a credible champion, despite her physical stature. One, and two, the star power on the Raw roster. So if they can tell a story like that in the women's division, why can't they make
Alexa Bliss that good, right?
And that credible. Someone that people can get behind and hate, right? Why can't they do the same for someone like Roman Reigns? That's what really bothers
me. Everyone has their own feelings about Roman Reigns. We're way past what Alexa Bliss and Roman Reigns, the level of damage control you're going to have to do to rehabilitate Roman Reigns is, at this point, something that will take too much effort for WWE booking.
No, that's not true. That is not true at all.
No, because you just put him back with a shield.
Not just that. It's never enough.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. So I think the difference between Reigns and Cena at this point is at peak hate of Cena, Cena was kind of being lazy in the ring. Kind of.
Okay.
Hindi pa siya indie Cena.
No, hindi pa siya indie Cena.
Okay.
Hindi pa siya ganun ka workhorse. But at this point in Roman's career, I think there are a lot of people just willing to buy him if he was the right kind of person. Or the right kind of wrestler that he was. Diba? But people are not in disagreement on how good he is in the ring. It's just the fact that they're really just rebelling against the WWE status quo because they keep pushing him down our throats.
And because in the case of this year's WrestleMania main event, it's been preordained for the past year. Medyo nakakaburat siya, now that I think about it. Because they plotted it in advance, such that they were so unwilling to change it when there was clamor for something else. Here's another example of that. How I Met Your Mother. Remember how we shot all over that finale? Because we were so upset that they killed Tracy off so that Ted can eventually get back with Robin 20 years after her death.
Yep.
When they built 9 seasons up of storylines
to show... About the mother.
Ted and Robin weren't meant to be together pala. Mm. And two, that the mother was someone we could all fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fucking off her off screen and make Ted get back with Robin. You're still pissed about it 4 years after the fact. I'm still pissed about it.
I've come to terms because I saw the edit. The DVD edit is actually not bad.
They had to release a posthumous edit to fix things.
Yeah.
And to earn back whatever goodwill they'd lost. Diba? Yeah, so it's kind of like that with WWE this year in the case of 34 and how Brock and Roman have been preordained for the past year. So,
which is fine.
It's not fine. That's why there's negativity. That's where it's coming from.
If you let me finish, I was going to say because we're going to get AJ and Nakamura. So I'm fine with it. If that's what's going to sell tickets, I'm okay with getting AJ Nakamura as my main event and then I can tune out for that because you know what's going to happen.
See, the thing about AJ Nakamura is, at this point, I'm not even sure if we're going to get AJ Nakamura.
We will. It's a money match that needs to happen now, because if they don't do it, god damn it, Ole Babas is going to kill himself.
Well, I guess.
So is Mark Havillana. Those two guys.
I'll
be too upset about this.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Let's move on to John Cena. Let's move on to John Cena and how he made the switch.
Let's not talk about that now.
Okay, let's go back to Cena.
Because
he is exercising
John.
He's exercising his free agent status and he just jumped ship to SmackDown Live. So on SmartHenry.ph, our reviewer Ricky Publico actually said that John Cena moving to SmackDown is the best thing that could have happened to SmackDown Live. Do we agree or do we disagree?
The match was excellent.
No, not just the match, but Cena's presence on SmackDown.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing, and it changes the dynamic.
I don't like how he was shoehorned into the five way and turned into a six pack challenge. Because now, at this point, parang they're kind of grasping at straws on how to make SmackDown better. That guy who commented on the post said it best. Now it's a band-aid fix it. Obviously, they were reaching for Cena's star power. And to me, it was such an obvious reach. Nah, they had to muddle up an already muddled main event for Fastlane to accommodate Cena and piggyback on his star power. But I will say that I do like the whole overarching storyline about Cena looking for a WrestleMania partner. Because wala pa siyang partner.
That's the thing. Giving Cena that wrinkle, it makes sense for me adding him to the match.
Okay. But Cena's looking for a dance partner at WrestleMania doesn't mean he had to be in the WWE Championship picture.
He doesn't need to be there anymore, right?
Look at The Undertaker. Oh. How many years has he not been in the world title picture, but he's always found a partner until last year?
Why does it have to mean that, because Cena wanted The Undertaker, so why does it have to mean that he wanted a chance for the championship?
Yun yung problema ko sa logic ni Cena. I don't have a road to WrestleMania because I am not in a championship match. Hello, newsflash. Last year, you were in a mixed tag match with no titles on the line.
Exactly. Diba? Are you telling me the only way you could be at WrestleMania is through a title match?
Like, no. Get over yourself, John. Diba?
Maybe that's the angle they're trying to play for him.
No,
he should get over himself.
Obviously, I don't know, it's not. Oh, yeah, actually...
It might be.
Yeah, sure. But at this point, I wouldn't sacrifice, the six-man, the five-way at Fastlane.
What was a five-way?
To me, it also felt like they made a last-minute addition just because, I don't know, I guess they felt that whoever was in the match wasn't drawing enough.
Which is kind of sad because I would have thought na at least by now may tiwala na sila kay AJ.
Exactly.
Apparently, it's not as much as we thought, right? I would say na I would go to the rumors right now because there are rumors that they're bringing Rey Mysterio back for a WrestleMania angle with John Cena. That's something I can actually buy into now in terms of what story they could tell. I wouldn't know, but it's a start, right?
It's something.
Yeah. It's better than nothing, obviously. And it's not like they're gonna have WrestleMania without a healthy John Cena on the card.
Sure,
something's bound to happen. I mean, if they could build a case for AJ and Shane with 2 weeks left to WrestleMania, diba? And then what more for John Cena, who's pretty much still the franchise player?
I would have much preferred, sorry, to answer Campus's question, how do you make it feel, how do you make it go through Cena having to get over himself? I would have much preferred Cena challenging Nakamura for his title shot, diba? At Fastlane. Because at that point, at least, may konti pang sense of having earned it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, challenge him.
Then give him that fall.
But yeah, give him a fall. You say, at least if he won, if ever he won, it would have made more sense than challenging AJ Styles at a random episode of SmackDown and getting into the match that way.
Yeah.
If it's not Ray, though, like, if we were fantasy booking John Cena's WrestleMania arc, like,
with
how would you book
it? With the exception of The Undertaker also.
Yeah, with the exception of The Undertaker.
The Undertaker from that equation.
If I were to fantasy book it, I would look for Cena's equivalent of a Jay White. I want some young gun to come up and make his name off of Cena. No.
Well, we've already done that.
No, exactly. That's the problem. We've already done that, and he lost.
Yeah. So what?
Rusev has to step back up and gets the win back.
I could do that.
Is Rusev that young buck though?
Like, yes,
he is. Yes, he is.
I mean, he's 33.
Yes, he is.
He's that guy. He's that guy.
33 is young in wrestling terms.
Okay.
I
mean, Batista Batista got into wrestling in his 30s. Yeah,
I was
going to
say, the only other, like, because Jericho...
Not Jericho.
Jericho is off the table na rin, at this point.
I don't think Jericho is going to be at WrestleMania this year.
That's why. I doubt that he's going to be the guy. He doesn't fit the narrative right now, and he doesn't have a spot there.
Would you take... Would you buy an Adam Cole, John Cena WrestleMania feud?
Not now.
Nah, you want something to fuck with your mind?
What?
Gargano. He's not in NXT, as you said.
Thank you, sir. I would like that, though. No.
You wanted a young buck to step up.
No. This is ruthless aggression. Version 2.
Have him slap Cena.
Have him slap Cena.
On a random episode of SmackDown.
And then have him like, yo, Cena, fuck you. It's my show now.
And then...
I'm the real Johnny Wrestling.
Actually.
Oh, yeah.
The Battle of the Johns.
Battle of the Johnny Wrestlings.
I like it.
They're actually both John Anthony's.
What?
John Anthony Gargano and John Felix Anthony Cena. They're both John Anthony's.
Cena's a Felix?
Yeah. I knew this for like
that.
10 years now. Ciampa can still show up and cost Johnny the win.
Again. We good for the week?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. What else should we talk about with regard to
Golden Lovers reunite?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah, it's fine.
Great. Okay, really quickly, just so the women don't feel underrepresented, I'm cool with them bringing Ronda Rousey in this way.
Yeah.
I actually like that it's going to be Angle and Ronda versus Triple H and Steph, just because, as our friend Redrick Mahaba actually pointed out online, it allows them to accentuate whatever strengths Ronda has now and hide her weaknesses. I think if there's anything Ronda has to work on based on what we've seen, it's clearly the mic
skills.
Right? Because I think she's realizing for herself that talking in UFC is different from talking in WWE.
Yeah.
Also, it's the best way to bring Ronda in because it's so meta and it plays on the reality of MMA, which is, accentuated by the fact that Kurt had to point out Triple H's backstabbing, kumbaga, because Ronda fell out of favor in the UFC.
True.
Yeah, so it's such a good way to bring it in.
And the only...
WrestleMania, by the
way. Yes, that's so correct. And the only downside to this was that if they could have gotten The Rock instead of Angle, that would have been a lot nicer.
And if you're really complaining about this, are you really sure that you want her to face Asuka or a women's champion?
No.
Diba?
No,
ang
masaya
na ako na she's not going to be positioned against
picture.
Asuka. And that she's not in the title picture. Thank you, Kamus. Right?
Yeah.
I'm taking this.
I'm fine. It's a special showcase match.
Speaking of Asuka, I'm happy that the streak is alive, and I'm happy that it's really going to just be Asuka Alexa at WrestleMania, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited for this, and I can't wait to see it unfold. Right?
Okay. Anything else?
on SmackDown? If there's anything you have to watch on SmackDown aside from my pick of the week from that show, watch the Usos promo. Because it's fire, and it kind of brings them back from babyface, solid babyface, at tweener level.
Yeah.
Which is where I like them naman talaga.
Because, I mean, the pure babyface, like the super babyface level with the face paint, that was fine for a while, but it got old. And then this incarnation of them being the, with the
they were only really baby faces against like Gable and Benjamin,
because
and Benjamin became dicks.
And
it didn't do too much for me.
I liked it. I like the Gable Benjamin arc. I just think having a promo like this against the New Day, which also forced Big E to step his game up and bring the fire on the mic, gives me a reason to care about this match that we've seen n times already.
How many is it?
Yeah, it's been hot last year.
It was the summer rivalry of the year, diba? Right? So
summer rivalry.
The fact that we're getting it again, dapat sawana tayo. But I'm like, I'm invested. I like the story.
I could use it again. It's had a little. It's had enough of a cool off.
Right. Okay. With that, let's segue to our interview with Miss Ange Pesumal. She'll be answering your questions, which we submitted through our mailbag.
What's up, guys? This is Mr. Athletic Jeff Cobb. And you're listening to the SGP Podcast.
All right, so we told you that we were doing an episode this week that pretty much tackles love in the context of your wrestling fandom. It's not something that we would do every week for obvious reasons.
About 2 weeks late for Valentine's.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks late for Valentine's.
We're a whole month removed from...
Yeah, but you can never really schedule love in relationships, right? No. Like, when it happens, it happens. It's true. When it happens, it happens. You can never really see it coming, right? And that's why this week on the podcast, we brought on somebody who has a little bit of experience with wrestling fandom and a lot of experience when it comes to stories about love. Stories about love. No, she's made money out of this, Camus. This is a woman who is...
Wait, what?
She has made money out of stories out of love. Right? She's one of the brains behind movies you may have seen, like English Only, Please. You may have seen clips of this as well during Derek Ramsey's infamous PSA.
We're never letting that go, you know?
Oh, no, never.
Ever.
She's also the sole brain behind the story of Siargao, which you may have caught in the last Metro Manila
the
Film Festival.
The award-winning Siargao.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Sorry.
Ito naman.
Excellent
cinematography. You have to add that. Award-winning.
Right? Don't deny it.
She's also one of PWR's OG fans.
Who hasn't been in the show for a while?
She's an OG fan to the point that she's still there. Camus. Shame on you.
You guys just didn't reserve a ticket for me.
Camus, I always find her near the back.
Yeah.
It's a power match.
I'm just always late.
Yeah. You always miss out on the pre-show. Right?
Okay.
And I always sit next to them.
Yeah. Anyway, please welcome back to the podcast, Miss Ange Pesumal. Welcome back, Ange.
Hey, thanks for having me here again.
Yay.
Each time that I come here, it's always like in a different venue.
So you've been to...
In your house.
Yeah, you've been to Mello, you've been to Camus's place.
I think I was there for
Wave.
That one. Yeah.
Right? So what's new with you? Like, anyone who follows you on Instagram knows that you've got something new cooking. It's in the works. So
it's
what
not
is this?
Food, unfortunately. I wish I was just cooking food. I've actually been working on this project for a while now, like 4 or 5 months, but it had its pauses in between. So I have a screenplay that is due next week, and I don't tell my director this, but I haven't really written much. But it's okay.
All right.
I'll figure it out.
Is it another rom-com?
It's a drama.
Okay.
It's a drama, and I'm not gonna jinx it by telling you guys who it stars or what it's about.
Wait, last time you actually told us who it was gonna star, and then we were like, yo, this is something to watch out for.
Tapos na yung shoot by that time.
Eh.
Fully paid na ako
noon. Okay.
I think everyone knew then what was coming.
So how does this work? Like, in your case, you're making the screenplay, then you have to pitch it pa, diba, for someone to actually produce the project?
It depends. Because some scripts are commissioned, meaning the producers think of the concept or might have the stars already or some sort of, you know, development in the works, and they look for a writer to give it to them. Or they can be spec scripts in which you just write, not thinking about the cast, and then you shop it around to producers and actors and directors.
All right.
So in this case, it's a commissioned work.
Okay.
And matagal na may artista yan.
As the local scene goes.
Yeah. Nagko-comment na sila in everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's how we do it here.
So really quickly, before we get to our questions and your answers, like, what's the most difficult part of doing a job like that or of being part of a project like that?
Of the pressure and anxiety of it being so big. when you're writing it, like, at the very beginning stages, it always feels like such a big, daunting task. Like, it's something that feels so, you know, like, it, you feel like you literally feel the weight of it, you know, on you, carrying your laptop around, hence literally, like, the entire movie's right here, you know. But it's a high pressure feeling. But then eventually, like, once the script is done and then it's out of your hands and other people are working on it, then you see that it really is something bigger than you, and therefore you should not be the one to carry it alone.
All right. So, okay. So now that we've caught up with you, we're pretty much we pretty much set the table, right? We've updated you on what's going on with
there, there's actually incense on the table.
A diffuser.
Sorry, diffuser. My bad.
Diffuser, sir.
Yeah, just to set the context, which, you know, we
rose petals pa nga, eh.
Yeah, we will have said again. It's a brand new environment for all of us because we haven't recorded together in this space, so we're all pretty much adjusting. But that's fine. The best way to just start something is to just jump right in, diba? That's what they say. So, okay.
Let's open the mailbag.
Let's remind you once again how this works. So we asked you a couple of days ago to send in your questions for how to deal with your wrestling fandom within the context of love or relationships.
So all concerns you have with regard to your fandom in your relationship, whether they are as banal or as surprisingly complex, we will answer it here with the help of Ange. Okay, so Kamus here has a question he actually asked in the thread. I don't know why he had to ask it.
No,
in the
because
thread.
You have to contribute these things.
Yeah, but you can say it right now.
I know,
without
I know.
Having,
I know,
oh, fine, whatever.
You want to get the question out so that no one else claims it. Because
okay, fine.
It is a very good question.
Ask the woman your question, man.
Dear Tita Ange.
Wow.
How long should someone wait before telling them about your fandom?
Ginawa mo pa siyang tita.
How long should you wait?
Yes. Na parang, say for example, you start dating, and then she doesn't know kaagad na, oh, I'm really into wrestling. How long?
Okay.
Because it's not really one of those secrets na you have to keep as a secret.
Right, right.
But you make it sound like a disease.
And we did say before we used a metaphor in which wrestling fandom is like being in the closet. So
yeah. There's a coming out process.
So literally, like, how long will it take before you will let her into your closet.
Or will you open the closet for her?
Exactly.
For her to come out.
No, like, for her to see all your wrestling t-shirts.
You open the closet.
How long can you go doing cycles of laundry without wearing any of your wrestling t-shirts?
Wait, what? Oh, shit.
That's a good question. Do you have? That's how long you can go without telling her.
Okay, that's a good one.
I like that. The handshake on air.
Okay, if I were single,
so mine is like zero cycles of laundry.
I could go two or three cycles of laundry before
I could go like five because of one of my long sleeves.
Wait, what does it mean by not wearing resting shirts again? Is it like rotating them out?
Oh, so walang resting shirts in your rotation.
Like even if you're not seeing
her. How many permutations of shirts.
Yeah, marami naman. I could survive for like a month now that I think about it.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. You're right. Yeah.
So you'd wait about a month?
Yeah.
No, but you know, I wouldn't use that kasi as a basis for the time period. I don't know. Kasi to me, I think there's a lot of things on my social media feeds accounts that pretty much give away the fact that I am a wrestling fan.
So how long do you wait before you give her your social media?
Well, I'll add her first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's two already.
Patay.
Third,
in the 21st century.
How long before you allow her into your bedroom, not necessarily in an
intimate setting,
but before
she sees
all your little
action figures
and probably your like life-size Daniel Bryan. I wish I had
one. I want one of those.
I want one of those. I don't. None of us have one of those.
I have one.
Hey,
for real? Wait, what? So clang.
Work out, didn't it? No, I don't know. I wouldn't hide it. I wouldn't hide it personally. So I guess for you, the asker, whoever you are, I mean, other than Camus, if you're wondering, I guess it's how long you would go before doing that.
Mm. Yeah, and well, on a serious note, I guess it's like if it's something, you know, if your fandom is something that means a lot to you, why would you try to hide it?
Don't be normal and functioning.
No,
because but there is a stereotype.
Yeah.
But there is a stereotype. Now, if you're a wrestling fan, you're unemployed. You live in your mom's basement. You don't have any semblance of a. Of responsibilities other than, you know, complaining on the internet and banging on your keyboard.
But if she meets you as a seemingly normal and functioning person, why would she think otherwise?
But you can also meet a serial killer and think that they're a normal, functioning person.
Or even consider them charming.
True.
Mentally unstable na kasi yung mga
yan. Mentally unstable din yung mga iba na...
That's not mutually exclusive, you know?
Yeah!
Si Christian Bale, diba?
Kaya yun, ha? Kaya yung
American Psycho.
Wrestling fans as
American
killers.
No, well, we have met some pretty interesting characters, to say the least.
It's very colorful. Okay. It's a very colorful community. I'm sure you've seen these people.
Yeah.
Right? You've seen us. We are these people.
We are friends in this room.
Oh, teka lang. Normal naman tayo. I mean, except for Camus.
Yeah.
All right, are we good with this question? Camus, are you good with the answer?
Yeah, I'm good.
Can I?
It's more for other people than it
can
is
I,
for me.
Can I follow that up with a rather similar question?
Sure.
Based on that, asked by our friend and recurring guest, Chino Liao.
Okay. Hey, Chino.
What's up, Chino?
Chino.
Okay, so Chino asks, Dear Ashley.
That's me.
Ashley
is a character played by Amanda Bynes. Yes.
Is a wrestling show an appropriate date? And would you
date?
Be okay? No. Would you be okay being taken to a wrestling show?
Well, of course, yeah, because I'm an OG.
Yeah.
But no, hypothetically, I don't know what you mean by appropriate date. Like,
what is appropriate?
Yeah, what do you mean by appropriate? But
is it appropriate first date for appropriate?
First date,
yeah,
okay.
I don't think it's a first date.
For not, no.
Talaga? Not a first date.
No.
It's not one of those places, kasi, that you can be like, hey, we met at the wrestling show.
But if
no,
you're looking for...
meeting, but like, no, our first date was at
mamaya
wrestling show.
Mamaya, you know, in modern technology being what it is.
That's assuming that you have common ground in wrestling.
Yeah, that's assuming.
That's assuming that you have common
ground. Or these combat sports.
Yeah.
No, but I get what Ro was trying to say in the sense that if you take a girl out to a wrestling show, at the very least you have something to talk about when you go for dinner or when you go for coffee after. But the key to a good first date is to have something to talk about. Because the last thing you want is for it to be awkward as fuck and no one is saying shit.
Siguro if...
No.
All right. I was going to say, siguro if the girl or you are not the type to want conventional dates... Like, you don't want... You're not going to settle for, like, a movie and dinner and stuff like that. Maybe, yeah. I would take someone to a wrestling show.
For me, I think that it has to be a mutual interest first. Mm. Because if she has no idea what wrestling is and you take her out... Lalo on a first date, ha?
Yeah.
On a first date. Parang it feels a bit narcissistic on the guy's end to take her to something that you love and something that you might be obsessed with and like, hey, yeah, aren't I a great person? Isn't my life fun? Yeah? Screaming for 2 hours?
You know, or isn't this fun?
That would be a bit, like, narcissistic. But on an, you know, if, like, it would be a third, fourth, fifth date, you know, that would be okay. Or kung kayo na, and, you know.
Where do you think the sweet spot is for number of dates?
No, I think it depends on... how well you know the other person.
Because if you're like starting as friends and then you're going to transition into dating, I think pwede pa yun eh.
Oh.
Right? Because at least your friend na babae or your friend na lalaki already knows that you're a fan.
Yeah.
So there's that context na, oh yeah, nagwawala talaga siya because this is his thing. Or this is her thing. Right?
I don't know. I think
you don't really get to talk during the event, diba? You might like pull like one or two hirits or a few catch-ups here and there, but then you know that's like 2 hours of just like staring at
being absorbed.
Yeah, like for a woman looking at other half-naked men, it's like, hey, but parang ano? I got the great end of the deal here.
Yeah. Hey, you took me to see Chris Panzer.
Look at his abs. Oh, look at them.
Papa Zeze.
All right, let's...
So bottom line is, it depends on what your date will like.
Yes. Yeah. Pang ilang date na siya, and what's your status?
Context.
What they like, and if they would be open to such an experience.
So open-minded sila.
Oh, tama.
So Chino, with that advice...
Lam na.
Next date, you take... Well, the next girl who agrees to go on a date with you, wag muna. Wag agad.
Why? Eh, kung okay nga eh. Kung okay nga sa kanya. You missed the whole bottom line. What the hell?
Wag kang mega, Kamus. Okay, next. Let's get to this next question from Pauline, who asks... Ito, very simple. Wrestling merch or pang date?
Wrestling merch or pang date?
Kanino merch? Kanino merch?
That's a good question. That's a good consideration.
Kanino merch.
I'm not sure on a merch.
Because actually, there's a oversaturation of merchandise.
From Bullet Club.
Yes, for one.
And there are bits of merchandise that just don't make sense.
Yes.
Right? Like, why would you buy a John Cena ashtray, for example? Like, there are really weird items that come up on WWE Shop.
I don't know.
Ayaw mo
makita si Cena. Ilalim mo sa mukha ni John Cena.
Kasi dapat yung tawag sa ashtray, Yosina. Yosina. Okay, done.
Okay, yeah.
Kurt, you got the slow clap.
Alright, I think the best advice I can give is save money for yourself, so don't splurge on the first sale that you see. Right?
I think the question was like, I mean, if you had a gun to your head, you had a gun to your head, and then like, you
gun to your head, merch or pang date?
Yeah,
oh, pang date, tangin na.
Wag na pang ganun.
Pang date, for me, pang date.
Yeah, come on.
Angie.
Kasi mas often yung date kasi yung pagbili ng merch. Eh.
Siyempre babae, oh, pang date.
So pwede mo i-pirate yung, yung t-shirt, but don't do that.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Order from Funko.
Because that's how wrestlers make money.
Custom thread, guys.
Well, speaking of, related to that question, our friend George asks, how do you reply to your significant other when she sees you buying another wrestling shirt? Like, so you're spending your money once again on merchandise.
How do you react?
Yeah. Kasi, but it's a common relationship problem na, oh, yun ka na naman, yung luho mo, pinagbibigan mo na naman.
Oh, sapatos na naman.
Right, so in the case of some wrestling fans, it's merch.
Yeah. It's Bullet Club shirt after Bullet Club shirt after Bullet Club shirt.
Well, there are so many Bullet Club variants.
Well, you can tell your girlfriend, pasalamat ka nga, dumadami yung t-shirt ko. May engganyo akong maligo at magpalit ng t-shirt.
And mag-laundry.
At magpalit ng t-shirt. Oh, at mag-laundry.
May utang na loob pa sa yung girlfriend.
Hindi ko dahil dito.
At dahil dyan, ako pa mismo maglalaba, iingatan ko yung mga t-shirt na yan. Gagaling ako sa paglalaba.
Actually,
That is a viewpoint I would never have considered.
Yeah, it's like Skyrim leveling up.
I've been cleaning a lot at home, kasi, so it really shows.
It really shows on your IG stories, guys.
Interesting. Convincing your SO that you're actually being domesticated.
By t-shirts.
Let's see if you can Jedi mind trick your non wrestling fan girlfriend into, being convinced that this is actually good for you. All right, let's.
Thank you, Ange.
That's actually a pretty good excuse.
Yeah, it's not bad. Huh? Okay, this one is from June, who asks, "What if my girlfriend doesn't want me to watch wrestling again? Should I stop watching wrestling?"
In the immortal words of X Battalion,
"You say it.
You sing it.
Yeah, you sing it.
You brought it up.
Wala ka pala eh.
Wala ka, Amos. You're wussing out.
Yeah, again.
What a wuss.
Ano yan? I have to hear that.
You don't know that song?
No.
Oh, go sing it for you.
No, I'm not. Kamus is just singing for you.
No.
Kamus is just being a wuss right now.
I'm not singing on air
being
anymore.
A sissy. Why?
I sang on air at Jam earlier.
Okay.
So?
This isn't technically on air.
Yeah.
This
is like not online.
Need to live.
Come on, Kamus. Make the point. June's waiting. Nakakaya kay June, no? Hindi ka naiya?
Hindi.
Taka na, binitin mo si June, eh.
Alam na niya dapat yan.
Okay, anyway.
Ka na niyan.
Okay, nag-google na yan in Zoom. Okay.
What a letdown, Kamus. You just blue balls on the podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. What is the reason, though, for not wanting to watch wrestling?
I don't know. Well, we know the problem of watching wrestling, at least here, is that it takes up too much time.
Diba? And we know the problem with parents not wanting you to watch.
No, no, that's like, a different problem altogether.
That's why it's a separate problem.
What I'm telling you is, you spent like tayo, our wrestling diet already consists of at least 7 hours of weekly wrestling,
really?
And that's WWE alone.
Wow. No, I think the question isn't about how much time it takes, but rather it's a matter of taste. Now, I'm thinking going by the wording of his question. Now, the significant other thinks basura yung pinapanood niya.
Kind of like how some of us might think na basura yung Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Well.
Exactly.
Well. So, but I wouldn't binge watch like 7 hours of Kardashians.
So how would you deal with that? With a problem like that? I would think it's a problem.
Oh, no. And the fact that he's asking that question, it means that he is assuming, June, you are suffering major conflict in your life right now. Having to pick between your girlfriend and wrestling. Ang tanong ko is, who or what do you love more?
Para ito, it's like the immortal question. Anong pipiliin mo? Oh. Dota o ako?
Wrestling o ako?
Diba? 7 hours of wrestling. Kasi pwede mo naman yan i-make up sa kanya by giving her 7 hours worth of dates per
or sex.
Week.
Well,
sure.
That's you. That's you, man.
Sure.
7 hours of
sex.
I was gonna say, dude.
While watching wrestling.
God.
That's pretty.
That's pretty fucked up, man.
That's also pretty narcissistic for.
Yeah.
You wrestling fans.
7 hours while the wrestling's on in the background. Goddamn.
So the key is finding that balance and trying to show her that I can manage my fandom while maintaining a relationship.
Yeah, because maybe that's the reason, diba? Na it takes up the time nga that Ro was saying, parang that it takes
too long.
Time. Stan was saying. Takes too much time, baka nasa sacrifice yung relationship with the girl. Remember at the end of the day that, you know, human relationships are always a little bit more important than your little interests.
Fandom. I think June has to clarify why exactly the SO is stopping him.
Yeah.
Diba? Para lang makalala natin and mas ma fine-tune natin yung sagot.
Yeah, so if you ever get to clarify, just hit us up. It's @_Stancy, @Rosewar, @CavemanCamus, and @AngePesumal. Right?
Next.
Yeah, next question.
Go ahead.
Okay, next question. Ito. This one's also related to the previous question. This one, it goes, what if ang karelasyon mo ay wrestling hater? Ano naman ang gagawin mo?
Like, so it's kind full-on.
Full-on wrestling
hater. So mas malinaw.
Mas malala at mas malinaw, yeah.
So I think I would assume that the SO is thinks that wrestling is pure trash.
Yeah, parang fake violence naman yun eh, or you know, wala namang value na kapupulutan from watching wrestling. How do you deal?
That's a hard question.
Right?
Parang it's getting deeper and deeper these
questions.
Uh-oh.
No, thankfully from personal experience, I've never really had to date someone who dismissed wrestling as trash. So I'm thankful that I've never had to deal with a girl like that.
You're lucky.
Sabi mo lang, sinong tanong, what's the name?
The name is in Japanese.
Okay, whatever.
Like,
dude, I would say this, tangina mo, Jemmerlin. Mas masuro kaya yung Sherlock Jr.
Bakit Jemmerlin yung atake mo?
No, it's a generic Filipino name. I'm not really talking about
intern Jemmerlin.
I thought you were talking about our Jemmerlin.
No.
Let's go.
Sorry, Jemmerlin, not you.
Just to clarify.
Because obviously, Japanese guy will not give up watching wrestling, diba? Just because his girlfriend or his SO thinks that
it's
trash. So, I think like the more practical way to go about it is to kind of like reach a compromise with the SO.
Or try, diba?
Na para, okay, here's the thing, girlfriend. I'm not gonna stop watching wrestling.
Bitch.
I'm not gonna stop watching wrestling, but don't make fun of it or don't, diba, trash talk it in front of me because it hurts my feelings.
Now make me a sandwich.
Wow. And then.
Wow.
I'm not, if you don't do that, I mean, if you do that, I'm not gonna talk trash about insert show she likes here.
Yeah.
Which is trashy.
And then you say, and if you're not down with that, then we got two words for you.
Sandwich?
that's one word.
Oh, sans face witch.
It's a compound word. Two words.
All right, so I hope this answers the question. Because you know, it is a bit of a tricky spot. Like, I haven't had any personal experience with it.
I think what he's also asking is, how do you deal with those feelings?
Someone has no value for what you love.
Yeah, just feeling bad because the person you love openly hates what you love, the other thing you love.
Yeah.
So how much are you willing to put up with that?
Okay, yeah. Okay, at least reach that compromise. Right? But ask her not to be vocal about trashing wrestling or trashing his...
Or at the very least, to go to get into a conversation asking her why she thinks this way or she feels this way.
And if they're very stubborn on their stance about wrestling, I think, and lalo na kung nagsistart pa lang kayo, no, you might want to ask yourself, how much am I really into this person?
Tsaka gano'ng kalala pala yung ano, gano'ng kalala pala yung, no, gano'ng kalala yung hate niya. Is she fighting you every time you're watching wrestling, every time she
baka
sees you watching?
Deep-seated pala yung ano niya, diba? Psychological issues niya about wrestling.
Baka wrestler pala pamatay sa tatay niya, ganun.
Yeah, or kunwari, or yung kuya niya, senior chair siya sa ulo dati.
Tatay
niya
si Owen Hart.
Tatay si Ultimate Warrior.
That's fucked up. I didn't say anything. I just said bad.
No. Tatay niya si Rey Mysterio. Shout out to Nico Livello.
Wow!
that's a callback to one of our earlier guest things.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I think that if it's not that bad, maybe you can still work it out. But if it really is, like, you're starting... if she's acting out because you watch wrestling, even if it's not, like, all the time, you have to reconsider your relationship, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
very difficult to deal with, sir.
Yep.
Difficult.
All right. Next question.
All right. Connected to the first question, Gina, from Ritzy, no relation to Stan, I assume.
Yeah, no.
Paano mo mapapakilig ang iniirog mo sa pamamagitan ng wrestling kung unang beses pa lang ito mapapanood?
Again, not too much Tagalog.
Sorry.
Paano mo?
English only,
please. Sorry.
Ang bilis mo mag-Tagalog.
Sorry. If it's your SO's first time to watch wrestling, how will you make her or him feel kilig when he or she watches it?
Introduce him to Papa Zay Zay after the show.
Introduce him to Chris Panzer after the show.
True. Yeah.
While watching wrestling?
Yeah, I would assume that. I think the answer Ritz is looking for here is like, what particular match or segment or thing from wrestling you would show your loved one to make him or her feel kilig. Because something like I would if you're
Billy Suede, Chris Panzer.
Oh yeah, hey,
that one,
the almost kiss.
Pero ano, that's not really kilig.
It's funny, yeah.
That's kilig for you, famos.
It's more of the Billy Suede, Chris Panzer moment, more of just satisfies our innate homoerotic fetishism as wrestling fans.
Speaking of innate homoeroticism.
Golden Lovers this
week,
though.
Yeah, exactly, the Golden
Pick
Lovers.
Pick of the week, buddy.
If your date happens to like yaoi, and you know. Yeah,
no,
maybe you show him Kota and Kenny.
Go with the Kenny.
I guess another example, like this is something classic. You might want to show them something like Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth.
That's
a classic story.
That WrestleMania moment.
Or something more modern, Daniel Bryan, AJ Lee.
Oh, yeah, okay, what? Sure.
Daniel Bryan, AJ Lee. Yeah.
Or CM Punk, AJ.
Or CM Punk, AJ Lee.
I was going to say, which version of
Daniel Bryan turned heel.
Ah, okay, yeah, sure.
Before the cash-in. That was a cute little love
angle. It was.
So yeah, small examples, I guess, or a few examples. Anything else come to mind? Like, I think that's it, right?
I don't feel good there.
No,
you guys always feel bad.
It always ends.
Comes to feel bad.
Because wrestling stories are meant to sow conflict.
Yep.
Not bring people together.
True.
Right.
Sometimes something happens and bring people together.
Yeah. And only sometimes does it last.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe you could feel kilig when Sami Zayn decided to help Kevin Owens. That's Hell in a Cell.
Alright, next Shock question. Okay, this one is from Stacy, who asks, what if you're dating your dream girl or guy, and he or she does not support your decision to be a wrestler? What would you do? Would you choose? Your dream job or your dream girl or guy?
Alam ko maraming may issues sa ganito.
Sa PWR.
Not just.
Would count.
Anywhere.
I would say anywhere, not just in the Philippines.
Yeah, because you're gonna get hurt there. I mean, it's a legit concern for
the
girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
And that only means that she loves you. That only means that she loves you a lot, diba? If she's that concerned about you bodily getting hurt harm. In the ring.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Getting a lot of fake blood on yourself.
Fake blood?
Fake blood. The blood is real.
The blood is real.
Wrestling's real?
No, the blood is real.
The blood is real.
Yeah. Wait, the pain is real too.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't fake gravity, guys.
Even if it can't forget you, but you can't fake it.
So I can kind of relate to this in the sense that I've been in the ring and I've had to participate in segments where I've been physically hurt. So the valet has also expressed concern about this.
Kamustin, pero walang concern sa kanya.
Ina, what a fucking asshole. All right, so
no, we're concerned for you, but you don't have
an entire audience concerned. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we have an entire audience.
Although they also want him to catch all the dives.
Yes, they also want to see him take his bumps.
They also want to see me die.
Exactly, that's what I said.
At this rate, it's God damn it.
No, so let's take it back to RevOX 2016. So during the Casey Montero angle, when I got up there on the apron and I took that swig from...
It's a good story.
So when I took that swig from Casey...
Casey, yeah.
Yeah, that's when the valet started freaking out and she started
the
moving away.
The valet whose name...
So she moved from the middle of the I Academy arena where my high school barkada was seated towards the back, towards the Yelp booth, which is like way back. Na wala ka nang makita.
When there was still a Yelp booth.
She didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't tell her what was going to happen because I didn't want her to freak out.
And we also didn't know you were going to take that shot that hard.
Yes, yes. And then after everything happened, she was like, I don't want to look, I don't want to see. So clearly the concern was there, diba? And there's an exact reason why I didn't tell her in the first place. So kung yun palang, like those spots where I took the kendo stick, I took the low blow, and all those other things.
Very cathartic as for us, but for her.
Stop cutting me off, Kam. This is not your story.
That's your story.
Di mo binibigyan ng oras eh.
Wait lang.
You didn't even have a story.
What I'm trying to explain is kung yung ganung segments palang na concern na si Valet. What more if you're actually going to be in a match where you're going to execute a dive or a flip or you're going to take a steel chair
shot?
Not
just even those things. The mere act of bumping many times in a match puts you at risk for one,
death?
A lot of pain. Not about death, Jesus Christ.
Injury.
Don't be so overdramatic.
There is an injury risk. Like the mere fact that you're stepping into the ring.
Not everyone is Misawa.
Right? Yeah. So there, that's my story. Because I've been in a situation where I have had to keep mom about what was going to happen in the interest of not making my loved ones concerned.
Yeah, siguro for the question for Angie's, kung ikaw yung girl alu na mag-date ng aspiring wrestler.
Or established. Or established.
And you were super concerned na he was hurting himself, di ba? What would you do? Would you try to stop him? Or how would you be okay with this?
Especially how do you make it okay?
Especially if it gets to the point that, like what Stan said, he starts taking the crazy stuff.
Yeah, no, because the thing is, like, if he really wants to be a wrestler, and as much as I would be concerned about, you know, about his looks, wag sa mukha, ganyan, sisigaw ka ng ganyan. You know, the thing is, like, I can't stop him from wanting to be a wrestler in the ring if that's his dream.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So assuming, what's the question? Something about the dream.
Yeah, what if you're dating your dream girl or guy and then they don't support your dream to be a wrestler?
So I will reverse it, right? Parang assuming that I'm dating my dream guy and it's his dream to be
who's
a wrestler in the ring, then parang I would want to support that dream, right? Because... support the person, support the dream. At the very least, I think what I would ask back from him is to kind of like, at the very least, run through the things that will happen to him before the match. So at the very least, I know or I have an idea.
You're prepared.
If, you know.
Yeah.
So you want
to
know if
he'll
reserve
a hospital room for the night.
You want to know if he's going to fake a heart attack
or if he's going to be thrown off the cell.
Parang. You know, although granted accidents do happen while the match is going on, pero, di ba, kahit man lang, parang an outline, my thesis statement, tapos my outline, detailed outline.
Prof na prof.
Tapos my summary of ideas in the end. Maybe 5 to 8 pages would be okay. Bigay lang sa akin.
Double space.
Single space.
Oh, okay.
Font size 8.
Tapos may footnote dyan na nakasulat na, nga pala, merong boxing glove na merong mga thumbtacks na nakadikit.
Tapos ano yan, dapat signed by both parties.
Wow.
Contract?
Notarized.
Papanotaryo pa?
Notarized din.
Okay, so what now if let's reverse it back to the original point.
Yeah, because see, you guys can answer that then, because you've been through it.
No, let's say, what if it's not wrestling? What if it's like your SO, for some reason, doesn't approve of you being in the film business? For some reason.
Pero iba naman yun, because I think the question here is about
why is it, what if it's too dangerous
for the wrestling? Yeah, it's the danger, it's the safety of it, and like, why would you willingly put yourself up for that, diba? So okay, masochist, okay, maybe.
Well,
kung serial killer din siya, eh, di ba ka masochist din siya?
This is getting dark.
Sabi niyo kanina, eh, di ba? Anyway,
okay, fine. Fair enough.
Wrestling fans have ano. Problems, your words, not mine.
Wow.
Kayo nagsabi nun, nag-parallel nun. Ako naman, I'm willing to support it.
Okay.
Alright, let's bring it back. I think the short answer here is that you and your significant other need to have a conversation.
Stacy,
right? Personally,
I would ask first, how bad is the descent? Kumbaga,
or the disdain towards wrestling.
Yeah, like, is it something you're gonna fight about all the time, like, really badly? Is it something that he or she is gonna threaten to leave you over?
Yeah, because if they're always gonna keep hanging that over your head, that'll be emotional blackmail, and I don't want you to go through that. Lalo na if wrestling really means so much to you, now you want to pursue it. So don't put yourself through that. You will have to choose one over the other, and in this case, if you want to avoid the whole emotional blackmail bullshit, you choose the wrestling.
Yeah, and how much? Not just that. It also depends on how much you want it, how serious you are about that dream. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because we've seen many gentlemen walk into boot camp.
Yeah, and not come back after what, one or two sessions,
right? or like a fight with their girlfriend.
If you're worried about losing your dream guy or girl because he or she doesn't support what you do, I guarantee you will find another dream guy or girl who will support what you do when you're doing it.
Live your best life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually, that's actually sound advice in the sense that it will fall into place.
Laging meron kasunod.
Yeah. Right? We good with this question?
Yeah. All right. My turn?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Related to that question, how do you deal with a significant other who... Is
they said how you deal?
Yes. How do you deal?
How do you deal? I heard how you... Yeah,
okay, how do you... What? Come on, shut up.
He said how you deal.
How you deal with an SO who can't watch pro wrestling or any other combat sport like boxing or MMA just because napapa-cringe siya when she sees the hits.
Non-violent type.
No, not just the non-violent type. More like really, you know, the can't stomach the violence.
Then don't put them through it.
Yeah, don't let them watch it.
Yeah, never.
Be nice people. Keep them in the dark. Yeah. You acknowledge that it is there, that it is part of your life, but you don't have to involve them.
Yeah. Like, Camus, would you let your mom watch you wrestle?
No, my mom has outrightly refused.
Exactly.
There you go.
See? It's as simple as that. Some people will support you from afar, some people very close to you. But just because they don't see it doesn't mean that they don't support you. If they can't do it, don't.
Just come home safe and sound.
Damn, yeah. Gamas, that's like the first insightful thing you've said since all we night. Hit record.
I have my moments.
Yeah, they're too few and far between.
We'll get one more in before the show's over.
All right.
Next question, please.
Okay, this next question is kind of simple. What if your partner is a fan of a wrestler who you really hate?
How much pwede ring
fan ka nung wrestler na yun, pero ayaw niya dun sa wrestler na yun. Magiging cause ba yun ang away niyo?
Depende nga kung naging cause ang away niyo.
And how petty this...
Yeah, how petty are you?
That's where it boils down to. Because, like, say, for example, we all know that Stan used to really hate Roman Reigns.
Yeah, now I just kind of hate Roman Reigns.
Yeah, just kind of hate
him. No, Ange hates a wrestler. Like, Ange hates certain local wrestlers, right?
Ange, who do you hate?
I do. Oh, yeah, I do.
So we, our guests, let's remind our listeners which wrestlers you hate.
I have not met them personally. So we will introduce you. I do not hate them personally.
Sweet love
I hate them
siya,
as, wrestlers.
Sure, sure.
As characters. As characters. As characters. You hate the character.
Yeah.
So who highly, goes by the name?
I am highly offended by John Sebastian.
Okay. You're more mature than Stan, by the way, because you just hate the character.
Yeah, of course. I've never known that the guy. Bitter.
Okay, so what
and he knows that because once he tweeted me, hey, I heard that you hate me or something.
I think
like
he's going to tweet you after this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. His social media game is up.
So let's say you meet your dream partner, your dream SO, and then this person is a fan of John Sebastian.
Like hardcore fan.
So that's the thing. Yan cause talaga yan ang away. Because his personality, his wrestling persona is offensive.
Yeah, actually,
to
yeah.
Women.
She has a point.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of John Sebastian to the point that you are just as misogynistic as he is, then you have a problem there, buddy.
Can you liken this to falling in love with someone? Let's say you fall in love with this really hot girl, diba? They find out na she's into Duterte and like his violent and misogynist rhetoric.
Wala na.
Is that a deal breaker? Because I would find that a deal breaker.
No, I don't think it's a deal breaker right away. I think, personally... No. Duterte sucks. But if you can't talk to them... And,
maturely.
Yeah, maturely. Like adults. Like people
like we
special...
Hope you are!
Yeah, like people special in your life. If you can't come to some sort of agreement or kahit papano, like some slow enlightenment, then that's when you say bye.
Kay thinks go stick with John Sebastian bye.
No, yeah, if you can't like make your dream guy see the light on how John Sebastian the character is terrible.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if the significant other, so let's say I do not like John Sebastian, but the significant other does, and the reason for me not liking John Sebastian is because I find him highly offensive or whatever. And the guy, on the other hand, likes him because he's a great wrestling character.
Sure.
Okay. That's then we can agree to disagree. Diba? Yeah, because okay lang yun.
May common ground
pero
pa dyan.
Pero kung para sa SO, it's like, I love John Sebastian because I agree with all his principles and I want to be just like him. Then deal breaker
JSWLAS.
Pero if it's because he likes the wrestler because he thinks it's a great character, kasi... I've said it before. It works because it elicits feelings from people.
Like you.
Like me. You. So the character works. So if he likes the character because, you know, it works, then okay. Gets.
Also, wait, very quickly. Just an update. John Sebastian, Crystal, that's a thing now.
Okay.
And he's treating her quite nicely.
Okay, that's good to know. But I still hate the character.
Yep. Just that, you know, he's moved a bit on from the misogynist.
No, in relation to that, Kel Fabi asks, it's pretty much connected to the question, but if your SO is fanboy or fangirling over someone you don't like, same stuff.
Same question.
Yeah.
If
it's John Cena, Roman Reigns.
You can't see me. That's how you break. The question, Nikel, is how do you break up with?
How do you say goodbye?
If your significant other likes someone like John Cena, whom you don't like, so yung sagot doon is just tell her you can't see me.
Or introduce them to the better versions like Finn Balor.
No, okay. That just fell flat. I'm sorry, Gams.
Yeah.
No.
I di ko siya kilala, sorry.
He's very nice.
You'll have 8 reasons.
Let me bow you for that question. What if you know, the girlfriend Mosan, the valet, really likes someone, and then to the point na it's understandable na magselos ka.
Okay.
Like, why can't you have like Finn Balor's abs or something like that? What if she's...
Wow!
No.
The valet would never say
that. Valet would never say that. But what if...
I think... Okay, knowing my personality, I will have a grudge, but I will turn it into motivation. Because, like, I've been...
Get ripped.
Yeah. Because I've been hitting the gym over the last couple of years now.
Ooh, good for you, sir.
And
much more than you.
Yeah, so I would actually use it as motivation. So, because like the way I look at my workouts is there has to be something for me to chase. There's a goal, right? Last year when I started working out with a dedicated purpose, my purpose was to do well in a physical survivor game. I was going to Batangas to participate in a weekend of Survivor talaga, right? So I wanted to go there and compete physically. So for 2018, if the Valley would come up to me and say, nah, you know what, I kind of want to have 8 more reasons to be into you, I want you to be like Finn Balor, then putang ina, I'm going to fucking focus on core workouts and start eating right.
Putang ina, 8 reasons. Tony Nese.
Tony Nese. That's what I was going to say. That's also
Tony Nese. That's right. But you get what I'm trying to say, right? I would use it as fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily resent the valet for it, but I would use it as motivation. But that's because that's how I think.
Hirap kumain ng ganun.
That's true.
Yeah. But you know, there are things you do for the people you love.
True.
Right? So there.
It looked like their favorite wrestlers.
But I also know that that's never going to happen. She's never going to say that. So I'm good. I can still eat bacon tonight.
So like Daniel Bryan, if the girl ever has a crush on Daniel Bryan and you can't grow a beard.
Because I can't grow a full beard. You guys can't grow full beards.
See, that's Finn Balor. You see, up there.
Yeah, I saw.
That's recent.
This one.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
They're going through a Google image search for Finn Balor.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
All right, got
it?
Questions from SGP.
Okay, so the last couple of questions here. We got somebody who asks, pag kinasal ka, anong wrestling entrance ang gusto mong gawin?
Okay.
I think the question
one by one.
I think, no, before you answer that, the question is, what would you do if you wanted that and your SO didn't want something like that for your wedding?
All right. Guys, unfair siya. Hindi siya gender equality. But yung bride lang yung may entrance.
Oh, well, you can break wedding rules naman now.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Diba, like,
I mean, your family gets an entrance.
So our friend Gabe Ruaro, who we sometimes refer to as Jack, was actually the bro of honor. So he broke wedding tradition in that sense. Yeah. So you know, you can do that. And then the best man was the best bro. Basta a girl. Best woman. There. Our friend Laddie from Fox, Philippines.
Yeah.
Anyway, alright, so going back to the question, pag kinasal ka, anong wrestling entrance ang gagawin mo? So I've talked about this with the valet, and I was like, okay, so I've seen this at a wedding, when I hosted Miguel Rosales' wedding,
mm-hmm.
He had a wrestling entrance.
Okay. Yeah.
So he came out to Metalingus by Alter Bridge, which is the theme song of Edge.
Mm-hmm.
He had a smoke machine, and then he actually posed, and he did Edge's hand sign. And he stood there holding Mrs. Ruthless's hand. And then they walked together.
Oh, they walked together.
They walked together with the smoke machine and with Metalingus playing on full blast in their venue. And I was standing there. I was like, damn, this shit is the dream. Right? So that's where the idea hit me. Now, if he can do it,
why
I can too. Why can't I? Right? So I pitch it to the valet and I'm like, you know what? This would be a really touching moment because like, it's the culmination of love of both you and wrestling. Right? So I pitched to her. That I would come out to Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance theme, which is like full of violins and elegant shit, right? And it's also pretty cool with strobe lights. And
which are inexpensive.
Which are not so expensive if you know what to work with.
It's part of the standard wedding package nowadays.
Yeah. So the only thing she told me when I pitched her was, putang ina, carry mo yan. Kaya mo? So I was like,
I don't, at least she didn't say no. Yeah, she didn't say no.
She said no first, and then she kind of steered towards that direction. And then the one thing I said that eventually made her acquiesce to my request was, I'll take care of it. Ako magbabayad.
So tapos na usapan.
Tapos na usapan. Tangin na pag ikaw nagbayad, puta, wala. There's no arguing. Wala ka masasabi. Ikaw magbabayad eh. So sagutin mo kung ikakasal ka gusto mo wrestling entrance mo. Tangin na sagutin mo.
Okay, so you want Nakamura. What would you go with?
I don't know because I don't know. I'd have to think about that because I don't naman watch recent wrestling.
It doesn't have to be recent.
Yeah, so
like my answer for this is actually Macho Man. Like I want to do a Macho Man entrance.
The graduation song?
Yeah. I do it.
It's not very original comment.
It's not, you know, it's not very original, but I want to do it with the suit.
Okay.
With the tassels and shit.
Go for it.
That would be
push
fun.
Push your hand.
Not like I'm getting married before any of y'all, so.
Why are you so negative
know.
Tonight, Camus?
I don't know.
We've been trashing him all night.
I don't know. I don't know, Stan. You tell me.
At least I thought we were going to get a guy all night.
Ikaw, Ro.
Okay, I would... it's actually a toss-up, but... I don't know, I'd go with the Brood Song, but in a church, right?
Let's go with that.
Yeah,
it's a gothic vampire.
Yeah, show. Yeah. You play the song. You can edit the song in if you want. You can edit the songs in if you want.
All right. Okay. If there's one wrestling song, Ange, that comes to mind, is there any? Or like, would you? Would you find it ridiculous? Oh, wait,
I wouldn't mind it if the groom came into HBK's music.
That's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say.
Really nice.
That is like, one of the most cool. ridiculous things that you could do.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind. Like Gary, hell yeah.
Actually, yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
Wait, paano kung hindi pala wrestling fan yung papakasalan ko, diba? The spinners ko sa kanya.
Hey, by the way, I have something planned for you. There's this song...
Huwag ka mag-alala, ako nagbayad.
Ako bahala. Promise, it's gonna be fun.
So if I were a non-wrestling fan, right, and I get a proposal like that, I would say, can I get a hall pass in exchange? I would ask for something.
Wait. Corollary question. Would you fucking propose in the ring?
Oh.
We've had how many?
Two.
In BWR.
Yeah, I've seen Christ. One.
God.
The first one of us.
Mm. Okay, since you're the girl, would you like to be proposed to in the ring?
Under the
As
guise
a wrestling
of,
fan.
Under the guise of winning a raffle.
No, in the first...
Because both times it was that.
No.
No. The second time it was that.
As much as I've, written rom-coms in the past and stuff like that, I really don't feel comfortable with real-life, like, grand gestures.
Yeah, with other people watching.
Because it's so awkward.
Yeah.
It's so awkward,
It's also pretty pretentious.
Yeah.
And, rehearsed and fake and nerve-wracking and highly, diba, for the receiver.
I mean, the girl in such a spot where if she says no, she'll be the ultimate heel.
Yeah, diba. Sorry, hot take. Dudes who are planning to do public proposals, if you're fucking nervous, imagine how the girl feels.
So much pressure, yun, eh? Sobrang kawawa si girl.
Isipin mo, ikaw na yung nerinervous in pulling it off. What more the girl who has to be sitting in the spotlight waiting for you, or waiting for, being pressured to say yes.
Cut to the chase. Yeah. Let's get it over
and done.
And
then you have fans going, yes. And then in her mind, she's like, I don't even know if you have a stable job yet. Right?
But of course, this is under the assumption that if there are such public proposals, wedding proposals...
And there have been.
Then that means na, at the very least, they should have already talked about it or mutually agreed na, yes, okay, let's get married, eventually. And
so may plano na sila.
Oo, para may medyo sure naman na yes yung sagot ng babae, di ba?
Okay, sure. Pero,
still. Pressure pa rin.
Pressure.
But why do it publicly?
Yeah, and think about how the wrestling community locally is such a tight-knit community where pretty much everyone knows everyone at this point. Or everyone recognizes someone, right? So if hindi man kilala, like the degrees of separation are so close na, uy, siya yung nireject dun sa ring ng PWR. Puta na, kaya yun.
He's never coming back to a show ever
again.
Hey,
if that happens, can we say that the botch of me?
Nandun na siya sa
kabilang
rin. Oh! Diba, so na kaya yun. So yeah, public proposal, especially in the ring, don't do it. But if you want to pay PWR to use the ring for your proposal, then yeah, do it.
We're not going to say Irwin, diba?
What did he do?
No, he did it like, he videoed it, but at least
he did it in the woods.
Yeah, he did it in the woods, away from
people.
The public.
Man of the woods.
Before he actually released the video.
Okay.
Which came like, what, a month after?
Yeah, sure.
Almost.
All right, fair. At least that's one good thing we can, emulate off of Irwin.
Yeah. Hey.
All
right. Last question.
That's pretty much it. That was our last question. Right. That brings us to the bottom of the mailbag. We got to thank you for sending in those questions. That was actually a pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty fun topic, right?
I had fun playing Joe DiMango here.
As a late disclaimer, don't take any pieces of advice that I gave seriously.
Yeah.
Ayoko maging person to blame if anything happens.
What was the whole point then?
You waive your responsibility.
Disclaimer.
Don't do that. Yeah, the credibility. Now you just
blame me if anything happens.
Ange Pesumal is the thing for ruining my relationship.
Yeah.
No, wait. If your relationship gets ruined because of our advice, trust me,
it was doomed.
It was doomed.
It was for the best.
It was doomed because it meant somewhere, somehow, your SO or somewhat couldn't deal with your fandom.
Yeah.
Diba?
At the end of the day, we're just simple wrestling fans. So we saved
you,
fans.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
In the immortal words beer. Of XB that Camus didn't want to sing, kalimutan mo na yan, sige-sige maglibang.
So, you owe the four of us a beer if we saved you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let us know if you have any other additional questions that we never saved you. If you have any follow-up questions, additional questions, you can always reach us for the podcast. It's at the SGP Podcast. You can tweet Ange at Ange Pesumal. You can always tweet the three of us at Rosewar, at Caveman Camus, and at underscore Stancy. Ange, where will we see you next, and what other upcoming projects you want to promote and get out there?
When's the show's this weekend, right?
Next weekend.
So that's after. Okay. 11. No, 11. Yeah. Okay, I can.
Okay, right. Yon!
Yeah.
So okay. if any of the advice worked or didn't work, they can find you a Path of Gold.
You know what she looks like, guys.
Uh-oh.
And then okay. They can toss you over the top rope. All right. Thank you very much, Andrew. It was a lot of fun. And
thank you, guys.
Good luck tonight at Future.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Ange Pesumala for being a great guest, and thank
always
you
great
for sending in those questions. We should do this again.
Yeah, we should.
We will do this again. We're always going to have Ange on the show.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, let's not wait for. I mean, the mailbag.
Oh, the mailbag.
The mailbag of love.
Oh God, that sounds so wrong.
No, not really. You know, maybe we can even try like a different female voice, right? So we can get a different perspective each time.
Or you know, maybe it shouldn't just be about love. If you have like questions about wrestling and life,
yeah, you know? Yeah. Maybe you can open up the mailbag more regularly like Bill Simmons does.
Oh,
or ENC. ENC's been doing it a lot.
If you need some guidance in your life.
This is where Curious Cat comes in, right? Yeah. So all three of us are actually on Curious Cat. So send in those questions. You can stay anonymous or you can, you know, leave your account name visible for us to find. So it's at Rosewar, at Kayvon Camus, and at
Raph Camus, actually.
Yeah, yeah. If you want us to do another mailbag and if you want to ask questions to our Curious Cat, just... Preface it with the question SGP mailbag,
right? So just put it there and we'll get to it. Now we're going to be ending the episode as always with our picks of the week. So let's let Camus go first.
I got from NXT this week: Velveteen Dream versus Tyler Bate. Incredibly fun between two young up and comers. It's fun to watch Tyler Bate lose. I will say that. Na parang even in every he's on a bit of a losing streak now. But in every loss, he has looked incredible. And he makes Velveteen Dream look so much better than he has as of late. And Velveteen Dream has looked really great as of late. So that's how good this match is. I enjoyed it. It goes quite long. I just have issues with his elbow drop. Yeah, lang. Let's see Velveteen Dream. Yeah, lang. It doesn't look as devastating as it could be. The Purple Rainmaker... I mean, it's fine. It's fine as a finisher, but he could do a lot more with it. Then lang.
All right. Mine is the TJP versus Cedric Alexander match.
Fire.
From this week's 205 Live. The second round has finally started. And as expected, they're turning it up.
Fire.
Yeah, it took a while. I'm just glad that TJP's back on TV again, right? Mm. So I'm excited for this week's 205. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen 205, I haven't seen NXT or Mixed Match Challenge. It's been a really busy week, which is why my pick of the week is the main event of SmackDown Live.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles versus John Cena. You can never go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And
have never gone wrong with it.
Right? I'm just pleasantly surprised we got it on free TV and it made sense story-wise.
Went long enough.
I'm not too upset that AJ lost. And I did find myself just freaking out as I was watching the match unfold before my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Now, before we get out of here, a couple of last-minute reminders and some congratulations. First off, to our friends at MWF, congratulations on the relaunch from this past weekend.
The ring looks great.
The ring looks great.
Yeah, that video is also pretty good. Yep. I love the production on it. So I particularly am a fan of the approach, which some people have actually said is more relatable than what we do at PWR, and
sure,
I respect that.
That's fine.
Right? So I really applaud the creative direction, so good job on that. I also want to congratulate MWF on the new management.
Yes. Better was being it.
Well, I think they've said it in the relaunch. They mentioned it at the relaunch, so congratulations to the new management. I do wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Yeah.
Right? And
in the best possible way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We also want to say that we want to see you at the WrestleMania viewing party at Skinny Mike's on April 9, Manila time.
It is a holiday. You have no excuse. How much is this? 300?
300 pesos, 300
yeah. 300 bucks?
Yes. You get a free drink.
Whether it's an iced tea or a beer, that's completely up to you.
It's a holiday. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. So come out and join us over at Skinny Mike's for join WrestleMania. Us. And finally, if you're going to be at home on Saturday right after the NBA game that will be broadcast live on Fox Sports, it'll be D-Day with Mo and myself and Jules Savard. So I'm going to be back for a second episode.
Jules.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun. It'll be my last episode of this run. I hope they bring me back. I really had a lot of fun just talking shop, talking basketball, throwing down verbally with Mo Twister. It was a great experience all around. And thank you to our friends at 4Play for helping us put it together. So they were also the guys who put together the Wrestling Gods, in case you recognize that name, right? Mm-hmm. With that, we are pretty much out of here. So on behalf of Ro Moran and Raf Gamos, my name is Stan C from the Wave 89.1 Studios.
And Ange Besumel.
Oh, sorry, yes. And our guest, Ange Besumel.
Yes.
We're signing out from the Wave 89.1 Studios, and we are out of here.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Boom, boom.
Hey, this is for all my kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, dripping, son of a guns. Woo!